This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDA. I'm sorry. I got a letter from management yesterday, and you know, whenever I get a letter from management, you know, some of them I can't read because it's kind of embarrassing, you know. But some of them it's nice to read, So you guys kind of get an idea of, you know, what I have to deal with. You know, I should probably also read to you some of the letters we get from Medicare, etc. But, you know, I have two careers. I'm a radio host. So I need to share this with you because it looks like we're going to be having some changes to my show. And you guys need to understand why. All right, so here we go. And I hope I don't get in trouble reading this, but it says nothing about being confidential. Okay, dear Dr. Dahlia Wax, radio host. See, so at first I thought that was a form letter. You know how you could get a form letter? You know, it's like, oh, okay, well, you know, whenever they put your full name and they throw your middle name in there, you're like, ah, it's a form letter. Okay, but then I read this, and I'm like, wait, maybe it's not a form letter. We have reviewed your recent ratings and find it imperative we make some suggestions. We highly encourage you to consider the following. Number one, you, this is where I realized they personalized it. You appear to frequently hike the feed when you scream into the mic. Please avoid screaming into the microphone during your broadcast. What? Wait, what? I don't yell or scream. I just get kind of upset. Have you guys ever heard me scream? A lot of times I'm like, what? Wait, what? But I don't yell or scream. Okay, anyway, number two. You frequently say, or even an occasional duh. This can be rectified with some public speaking classes or tutorials. Okay, hold on a second. Wait, no, I do not need to take any classes on public speaking, please. You can take your tutorial suggestion. You know what? I will take. I think I will take that under advisement. All right. Number three. Please avoid. Oh, this is a tough one. Please avoid insulting management during your broadcast. I never insult anybody. Number four. Although we welcome all opinions, please try to avoid four-letter words or phrases, such as one you used on a previous episode, Obamacare flippin' blows. There may be less caustic verbiage that may be more appropriate. Not when we're talking about Obamacare. All right, I mean, what am I supposed to say? Obamacare does not seem to be ideal. No, I'm going to say flippin' blows. Number five, please consider a jingle for your show. A jingle? I got some ideas for a jingle. Number six, you have a Facebook fan page. We noticed the picture is one in which you are half naked receiving a mammogram. We suggest a more inviting picture and consider... What? That's not inviting. I'm half naked. We suggest a more inviting picture and consider bringing up your Facebook page on air to attract more likes. Okay, so you know what? So, you know, I read this, and then I decided this morning to come up with a little jingle. Now here's the thing. I have to multitask, and I also like to kill two birds with one stone. So I don't really have like a da-da-da-ya, you know, jingle per se. But what I did is I came up with a jingle that would hopefully attract Facebook likes. Okay? So here we go. Here's the jingle, okay? So I have a Facebook page, all right? And so this is to get more people to like my Facebook page. Here we go. Ready? Here we go. This will be in B minor. wait a second. It's because I scream. If you like my show and know it, please click like. You gotta clap. If you hate the show, then please go take a hike. If you like my show, then like it. Please don't be embarrassed and hide it. If you like my show despite its mediocre ratings and content, please click like. Okay, now, if that doesn't save my job, I don't know what will. But I did the jingle. There was no us. There was no does. I didn't rip Obamacare a new one. I didn't insult management. And what else was I? And I wasn't naked in it. There. Okay? Done. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're taking your medical questions, your calls, your comments. No more comments from management, please. Okay, we got a lot to talk about here. Okay, you know how I've been raising money for leukemia and lymphoma? Research, this is awesome. There is a new once-a-day pill that may help patients treat a hard-to-treat form of leukemia. This is awesome. This is great. We'll tell you guys about it. But before you start sitting back and getting relaxed, I need you guys to pull out a credit card, and I want you guys to donate. Oh, yeah, there was something about I'm not supposed to be asking you guys for money all the time. This time it's for a charity. It's not for me personally, okay? So you can donate to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. I think my website is going to be up for another few hours for the campaign that ends today. So if you could donate $5, $10, $20, $200,000 to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, that would be flipping awesome. You can go to my website at drdahlia.com. There's a link that connects to my fundraising page through the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. I do not pocket any of the money because it's going directly into them, okay? So, and it helps these kids pay for their medical bills as well as helps, research. Yeah, it helps fund research for adult and pediatric leukemia. Extremely important. Do I really say a lot? I don't think so. Okay, next. I think we have an Oregon middle schooler that is passing out condoms. A lot of you guys are kind of huffy and upset about, I guess, Medicare now covering transgender surgery. We should probably talk about that when we come back. You know, should Medicare be covering transgender surgery? Should they be covering all medical, especially this one was for a veteran, all medical procedures, or should they only be covering life-threatening? We should probably talk about that. And of course, we have our phone lines open at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And if we have time, there's a new testosterone gel men can put in an orifice that's really ignored a lot by medicine, the nose. There's a nasal gel for testosterone. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Justin, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. So I know some of you are calling because you want to comment on the Obama administration ending a 33-year-old ban on Medicare coverage for gender reassignment surgery. And why don't we start listening to some of your opinions, and then I'll kind of talk you guys through this. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have Noel on the line. Hey, Noel, how you doing?
Doing fine. That's Noel. Noel is a woman. I'm a man.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Right. Noel, that was great. Yeah, sorry about that.
I want to, well, you get the idea. I wanted to say I don't think Medicare should be covering anything that isn't absolutely necessary. They're paying for everything and anything, even for illegal, I'm sorry, for undocumented. Anyhow, they're paying for their health care and everything else. No wonder we're going broke. And especially transgender sex changes. This is not this elective surgery. They won't pay for me to have elective surgery because I got bags under my eyes, but they will pay for those people to have sex change. So that's ridiculous.
No. I appreciate you calling in and expressing your response. Thank you. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, as a physician, you know, I have been very, very grateful that Medicare, you know, has been paid for high blood pressure and diabetes treatments, et cetera. I am finding that Medicare is paying for less, and it's starting to scare me because I have a lot of patients with a lot of diseases that are, that can be life-threatening. So I get nervous. I'm seeing more out-of-pocket needing to be paid by a lot of my Medicare patients that don't have secondaries that'll cover. So when I heard that the ban was lifted, on one end, you know, I have to admit, you know, having family members who are gay, obviously in my family, and, you know, I'm for any progress in that manner in terms of non-discrimination. But when we talk about government dollars, okay, we need to kind of put all, you know, kind of personal beliefs aside and, you know, we need to kind of look objectively at what we have money for. This controversy, I don't want to say started, but it came to even more fruition than it did in the past when states were paying for reassignment, sexual reassignment, gender reassignment surgery in prisons. Now, somebody could say, well, I don't understand. If, you know, in prisons you get your diabetes care, why can't there be gender reassignment surgery? Well, the reason why is here's my uhs again. See, listen, I do some heavy duty thinking when I say so let me just do my uhs, and I'm trying to grab the right word. Okay, English is supposed to be my first language, but I kind of had a mixed English, you know, when I first learned English. So let me try to find the right word in the right language, please. That's my excuse. Oh, now, where was I talking? I was talking about, okay, so where we have a subjective difference is how urgent, how life-threatening is gender reassignment surgery. Now, somebody could say, well, it could be extremely life-threatening because somebody living in a body that they've never wanted to live in, all right, may want to kill themselves. And I understand that. You know, I mean, if you're forced to live in a body that you didn't choose to be born with, I mean, that could be very traumatizing. I get that. You know, also, we're talking about a veteran here. As far as I'm concerned, anything our veterans want, they get. This ruling that had come about was by the Department of Health and Human Services. It was a response to a lawsuit filed last year on behalf of Denise Mellon, 74-year-old transgender woman and Army veteran from Albuquerque. So as far as I'm concerned, whatever our veterans want, they get. But how much do we have in Medicare dollars? All right. Does starting to cover transgender surgery, is that going to affect our cardiac catheterization coverage, our cancer treatment, our leukemia treatment? Now, some of you say, wait a second, Dr. Dahlia, transgender population comprises about maybe 0.3% of the population, of the U.S. adult population. That's true. That's why I don't think this is going to have the ramifications that a lot of people think it does, because we're just talking about 0.3% of the population. I don't think it's going to take that many resources away. However, we're going to notice it more and more the less resources we have. So now, if one person, let's say, has transgender reassignment surgery in the whole country, we're probably not going to notice that. That's a drop in the bucket. But if you start to notice more, use the government dime for that, because it's a very, very expensive surgery. And remember, that's 0.3% is transgender. That's who has come out and admitted. You know, so we probably have a larger population of transgender than we know. Then we're going to start feeling it. Now, I've been kind of, what's the word for it, volleying comments that have gotten thrown at me over the last couple of years. Well, you know, in other countries are able to handle socialized medicine. Canada, they've had it long enough. They've been able to get through the glitches, etc. We have a big difference here in America than we have with Canada. In Canada, everybody has to pay a certain percentage of taxes. We don't have that in America. We have a lot of people that do not pay taxes. right? This figure of 50% keeps haunting us in the media, where 50% of the country may not be paying taxes. I'm telling you right now, that number is going to grow to probably 52%, to 55%, to 59%, and rising. And the more that increases, the less you have people putting money into the system. And as our Medicare dollars start to wane, you see where this is going. So am I really concerned? As far as I'm concerned, Medicare should be paying for a lot more than they're already paying. So the more services, the better. All right, so I'm happy about that. But in terms of the private insurance companies and Medicaid later and anything else, that we only have X amount of resources that are already being strung out and taxed to the point that we aren't getting the coverage that we want. Yeah, it's going to start to cause a lot of grumpies, shall we say. So just we'll keep you guys posted as we hear more information on that. But I'm going to move on, because now that I'm all aware of this thing, I can barely speak today. I'm like so worried about saying 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Okay, let's move on. This is kind of cool. Scientists are using laser lights to regrow teeth. Did you guys hear about this? Okay, this has been reported by NBC News. They think they can now repair teeth using laser light to entice your own stem cells into action. This is going to be so cool, because regenerative medicine now is one of the most fascinating fields in medicine. The researchers are using a low-power laser to coax dental stem cells. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come on. Okay, to form dentin. Now, dentin is the very, very hard tissue that's very similar to bone that makes up most of a tooth. And this process, they've already tested in rats and mice, and they've even used human cells in the laboratory. They say they did not regenerate an entire tooth because the enamel part is still tricky. Okay, your enamel is the protective coating. For a lot of us that have yellow teeth, it's because we've worn down a lot of our enamel. It's not because we're coffee drinkers. I don't drink coffee, but my teeth are yellow. Why? Yeah, because a bunch of crap falls out of it. No, it's because I lost a lot of my enamel. But getting dentin to grow could help alleviate the need for root canals. And for those of you that have had root canals, those blow. Very, very painful procedure to remove the dead and dying nerve tissue and the bacteria from inside the tooth, getting a root canal. So I think the dentists are pretty excited about this, especially using this laser. So it stimulates the action in stem cells. Then the stem cells are already in place. And this low-level laser therapy has been already found to stimulate biological processes like rejuvenating skin, stimulating hair growth, etc. Yeah, by the way, I hope they are studying how to rejuvenate people who are balding, having follicular issues. There's a lot of women out there going bald. I know that because I see them as patients. And they just start to thin, and they don't know whether they should go to the propecia. They don't know if they should go on hormone therapy. Why don't we just laser the heads, and not off, but you know, laser the scalp and see if we could kind of coax certain cells to regrow hair. I don't know much about regenerative medicine. This stuff was not around when I was going to medical school. We didn't have regenerative medicine. All we were trying to do is stop any more degeneration. Who knew that you could regenerate? Imagine if we were able to regenerate, we could probably regenerate bones with osteoporosis. You know how a lot of us are losing our bones? By the way, I lost a half an inch. I'm shorter. I don't understand. I am getting shorter. I am starting to turn into a little old woman. This is some scary stuff. What? I know. Okay, I'm not supposed to yell. I know I'm getting shorter. I'm not getting skinnier. My butt's getting bigger, but I'm getting shorter. Wait, I used to be a real hot mama. I gotta find some old UNLV pictures. Okay, don't go away. I'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Y'all for tuning in. I got to learn to turn away. Yeah, one of the suggestions I got from management a while back was to turn away whenever I had to, type of things. I apologize. I'm sorry. It's a habit. See, you guys have to remember, okay, I'm not sitting there in the car with you all or at work. I am in a room by myself. It's a padded room. room. There's padding. I'm in a room by myself, and I'm just talking to myself. There's a big microphone in front of me. And what was that movie? It wasn't Staten Island. It was something with an S in it, some island movie with Leonardo DiCaprio, where he thought he was a cop, and everybody around the place was letting him think he was a cop and pretending he was a cop, and he was really in a mental institution. You know, sometimes I feel like you guys are doing that with me, where everybody's like, oh, yeah, you're on the radio, yeah, this is the radio. Meanwhile, you guys keep me locked up in a padded room every morning, you know, Monday through Friday, and then on Saturdays, and I sit here and pretend that I'm on the radio, broadcasting worldwide when I'm really just in a room talking to myself. You know, you guys are probably getting a big laugh. Okay, well, if you guys are all faking it, here's an email that my guess is then it's probably one of you choreographers of this faking it. We have Barry who writes, Doctor, my wife will not get a mammogram. Her mother died of breast cancer. My wife is 52. She's afraid and says it will hurt. What do I do? Okay, so I apologize. There was a little bit of grammatical errors and spelling errors, but that's okay. I'm not here to judge grammar and spelling. As long as you guys don't judge my grammar on air, I won't judge your email. Okay, so if somebody dies of breast cancer and you're currently in your 50s, I would probably suggest, if you have a family member who died of breast cancer, to get a mammogram. In this particular case, the wife does not want to get a mammogram. She says it will hurt. Mammograms, they're not supposed to hurt. Honestly, it's, you know, you may have an inflammatory condition that could cause pain, but if a mammogram is done correctly, it's really not supposed to hurt. Okay? Now, true, the breast is being squeezed down to a pancake and the breast is being squeezed for a significant amount of time, but you know, most of us went to high school and college. I mean, that happened almost every Friday night for me. So, you know, my breasts were kind of used to it. Okay, I'm sorry, that's not right. No, all right. I would say if you've never had a mammogram, don't knock it till you try it. Okay? Because I've never, and I'm very, very sensitive, and I'm a baby when it comes to getting things done. I mean, I need to take a half a bottle of Percocet just to get through a pap smear. So, I would say just try it. Now, sometimes, you could go to a breast doctor, and because these breast doctors, many of them will have mammograms there on site, like my breast doctor does. I see Dr. Theodore Petrucci. She's got the mammogram right there. So, you know, the nurse knows that they have to baby us, too. So, you know, because I'm like, oh, you know, I'm afraid I have breast cancer and I had a biopsy and I don't know. You know, so they're like that, you know, Dahlia. Sometimes, you know, Dr. Dahlia. But I tell them not to because, you know, I don't want to act like, you know, I'm a doctor. Just, you know, I'm a patient. Let me do what everybody else does. And they really make it easy. You know, I get a cookie afterwards. It's nice. It's nice. Now, how do you convince your wife to go and get a mammogram? Well, see, that's tough, okay? I can very easily train all you women on how to get your husband to go and get checked. It's very easy. I know how to manipulate men. I know how to manipulate husbands. I know how to get husbands to do what they're supposed to do. It's very easy, okay? And when all else fails, get the mother involved. So between their mother and you, you can get your man to do practically anything you want. But what do you do if you gotta get the wife to do something? That is very, very tricky. Well, first and foremost, if you want to get your wife to do anything, we aren't even talking about a mammogram, okay? Just anything in general, if you want to get your wife to do anything, she has to think that it was all her idea from the beginning, okay? So that's number one. Okay, so let's say, you know, I know you were concerned a while back about your mom having mammograms, and I think, you know, you were talking about how, you know, you're gonna want to be proactive. Are you patronizing me? No. I you know how proactive you are, and you know, and I know you were saying something about how you were gonna get checked. When were you gonna do that? Because, you know, if you need a ride down there, I'll take you. I think it's a good idea. Yeah, damn right, it's a good idea. Yeah, it's a good idea. I came up with it. You did. You came up with the idea. You know. Okay, so, you know, try that. Number two, if anything goes wrong, okay, if you want to convince your wife to do something, you need to convince her that if anything goes wrong, she can blame you 100%. Okay? So she knows it's a win-win. She'll get complete credit for the idea, and you will be in the doghouse. She does not have to eat any crow for being wrong. So what you can do in that respect is you can say, you know, look, honey, I know you're afraid that it may hurt, etc. If this ends up hurting, okay, I have no problem spending a day with your mother. That is tempting. That's right. I will spend and make, you know, have some fun with it. Okay. Make a little bet out of it. If the mammogram ends up hurting you, I will. All right. Spend the day. I'll take your mother shopping. I'll let her get support hose for her cankles. I'll take her to get electrolysis of her upper lip hair. And I'll take her to lunch. I'll spend the day with your mother if the mammogram ends up hurting. Well, gosh, that is tempting. You really don't spend enough time with my mother. I know I don't. You see, now, where you got to be careful. Okay, now remember, what you got to be careful of is most likely your wife is not going to want to admit she was wrong. So she's going to come home and say it hurt anyway. Okay? So just expect to have to take out her mom. All right? So she'll come home and say, like, oh, you know what? It was uncomfortable. It really was. I did it for you. Okay? And then you say, look, you know, because your life means more to me than anything else on this world, I will make good. I'm so glad you did that. Now I'm going to go and spend the day with your mother. So, you know, realize if you're going to get your wife to go and get her mammogram, you need to already, number one, go get a couple prescriptions, you know, for some Valium for you, maybe some stomach ulcer medication. Make sure you have a lot of money, you know, put aside, because you're going to probably have to buy her some gifts. You're going to probably have to buy her mother some gifts. Make sure you have a nice bed so you can sleep in the doghouse if she gets mad at you. But I mean, you are going to have a whole month of not only preparation, but post-mammogram sequelae that you are ready for. And if you are, you're going to save your wife's life. So if any of you other husbands need any other advice on how to get your wife to get her mammogram, do that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DAI. Now, you know what? My husband, it's funny. He doesn't really get involved. You know, I think he kind of finds it awkward, you know, that I'm going to a male doctor and being examined and all that. So he just kind of blocks. And he just doesn't like to think about it, because I like to come home and tell him about my mammogram. In fact, I always call him on the drive home. I live in Las Vegas, so I leave Dr. Patricia's office and my doctor's office, and I take Gold Ring Avenue, and then I have to get onto Tonopah, and then I have to get onto Charleston, and then I pass by this really good chicken place called Farm Basket, and because I had to go through a mammogram, I'm allowed to go off my diet and take in 1,000 calories, so I go to Farm Basket as I'm driving home. So anyway, I'm talking to him, and I'm like, okay, so I have my mammogram, and then this happened, and then this happened, and then, you know, they had to shave me first. Anyway, so I said too much. Okay, anyway, yeah. Sometimes I need to be shaved for the mammogram. The reason why mammograms hurt is because we women don't shave first, and things get pulled. Okay, just don't forget to shave. Oh, man. Yeah, I am due for my mammogram. You know what? That's all right. That's all right. Why don't we move on? All right. What? All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oregon School District is allowing teachers to give middle schoolers condoms. Uh-oh. Don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Gentlemen, in search of $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $1.79, two cases for only $3.55, or get three cases for only $5.15, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Special to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Now, quit dancing, people. Come on, quit dancing. Got a lot of work to do. All right, guys, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we have an iPhone app and we have an Android app. You can download those for free. You can listen to The Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you like. We are on iHeartRadio 24/7. Go to your iHeartRadio online and just type in under search Dr. Dahlia. That's me. Click on that. You can listen to any of my shows as well as it, I believe, replays my weekday shows as well. So you can listen to anything you miss, because I teach you guys a lot. And I know, trust me, we do. Every once in a while, I actually teach you guys something medical. GCN Live also has my show 24/7 as well, plus archives. So definitely check that out. Okay, Oregon School District now rules that teachers are allowed to give middle school students condoms. So thank heavens our little 11-year-olds and 12-year-olds are now going to be able to have condoms. The Gervais School District has passed a rule that will specify that certain teachers are able to hand out condoms to students when students ask them. They say if they want a condom, they will have to meet with a teacher, a designated teacher, usually the sex ed teacher, or some of our counselors and maybe some administrators. This is according to the local superintendent, Rick Hansel. They would be designated people for students to have a conversation with, and then a condom would be distributed at that time. Now, school administrators feel that actually forcing students to talk to a teacher about the use in order to get the condom will help, as opposed to just leaving the condom somewhere out there in the open for students to take without any supervision. Okay, see, here's my thing, okay? I don't really see the average... First of all, I don't understand why 11-year-olds are having sex. That makes absolutely no sense to me. But anyway, no, I was not. I didn't start my Hoochie Mama days until much, much later. Remember, I didn't hit puberty till I was 13. So when I was 11, I was still into the Smurfs, gummy bears. I semi-liked E.T. I thought Han Solo was kind of sexy in the Empire Strikes Back movie. But other than that, no. I liked boys, but I wasn't... No, I didn't even think about that at that age. So, when I was 13, it was like, whew, man, like double D. I didn't know what to do with myself. Anyway, that's a whole other story. But we'll talk about that another time. But, you know, if a student thinks they have to actually, now they probably don't have to raise their hand in class, but if they have to go through a whole process where they have to sit down with a teacher, okay, remember, the average middle school student does not want anything to do with their teachers, let alone talk to their teachers about a prophylactic. So if you are making a child go through all that, they are going to probably say to heck with that and run the other way. So I really don't see that helping. I also don't think it's a good idea to have a big bowl of condoms in the restroom where people can take condoms, because I know what people do. They make water balloons. Have you guys ever seen water balloon condoms or condom water balloons? Oh, those are neat. They're kind of funny, but they're mean. Okay, now, but mind you, if a middle school student is thinking the way I like to think, and I'm kind of a middle school mentality, it's to fill up anything that looks like a balloon and blow it up and then throw it against the wall because it'll do a big spray of water. But, you know, I understand where they're going with this. You want your average 11, 12-year-old to talk to somebody because obviously they're not talking with the parents. Now, it's interesting because a lot of parents are in the dark and they're naive. I didn't realize how naive a lot of parents are. So I'll sit down and talk to them. And they'll say, have you had the sex discussion with your kids? Oh, yeah, we talked about the birds and the bees. And we had Winnie the Pooh and Eeyore puppets. I'm like, no. Do you realize your kid could be having sex like now? No, he's in the car. Well, not that, but I'm saying just in general, he's at the age or she's at the age where they'd be, oh, no, Mike, no. Because they're into video games. Well, let me tell you this, okay? My husband is, 45 years old now, okay? Not only does he like video games, but he also likes sex. You can like sex and video games at the same time. In fact, sometimes he wants to play a video game during sex. Okay, that's a whole other subject. For a different day. Oh my gosh. Oh, I hope this show doesn't go into the archives, because this show really is. It should not, never play this show as a best of, Justin. This show should not qualify as a best of. Okay, so getting back to this is a very important medical headline here. Going back to the condoms on these kids. Apparently 7% of the young girls at Gervais High School became pregnant over the course of the last academic year. That's huge. Now, the number did drop down to 5%, but that equates to 9 girls in between the 6th and 12th grade. All right, so how do you stop these kids from getting pregnant? Well, first and foremost, if I had a daughter, I don't. I have a son, so this won't work. But if I had a daughter, I would literally take probably a 1 or an O needle with some nylon, maybe FS2 strength, and literally sew the skin of the knees together. She could still pee if she has to, but her knees would be bolted together. Very simple. There's absolutely no reason for her to have use of her knees in any of those grades until after she was married. But that's what I would do if I had a daughter. Since I have sons, I just keep talking to them about sex. And you can't let your kids think you're naive. So my kids come back from school, and my husband brings them to the office so I could still see them, okay, because I usually don't get out of the office about 5, 6 o'clock. So the kids come, they do their homework, they eat a snack, and I come into the room. Do I ask them about how they did on their video game? Do I ask them about their grades or what they studied in school? No, because I know what the answer is. We did nothing. Nothing, Mom. So instead, I come into the room and I say, hi, did you guys have sex today? No, Mom. Are you sure? You better not, because you know I'm going to know. I know everything. No, Mom. We didn't have sex today. Good boys. Okay, everything okay in school? No, school sucks. Fine. Okay, and I know my kids are normal, but they know that I will assume. I do the same thing. Okay, did you guys, steal anything from a 7-Eleven? No, Mom. Are you sure you didn't shoplift today? You sure? No, no shoplifting today. Good. Now, they've never shoplifted, but the fact that they know I am the first to accuse them, I think keeps them on their toes. Now, they are not going to be messed up. They're going to grow up fine. Yeah. So anyway, that's how you handle it with the kids. 1-877-DOCTALY, 1-877-DOCTA. Listen, you aren't listening to the show for parental advice. I have never said I was the ideal parent. Okay? I am not like Dr. Spock or whatever. Who is supposed to be like a real good parent in the news? I don't know. I never watched. Maybe I should have. There is a new pill to help leukemia patients live longer. This is so cool. The new pill is called Imbruvica. That is a very sexy name, Imbruvica. All right? And this was presented at the American Society of Clinical Oncology. This is pretty cool. They're saying patients with leukemia could live longer, healthier lives, be able to avoid the unpleasant side effects from drug infusions. This is good. Looks like it's 140 milligram once a day. This is too cool. Okay, this is, let me see. Okay, they tested this on 391 patients with CLL. This is the chronic lymphocytic leukemia. This is a slower growing leukemia as opposed to the acute ones like the ALL and the AML. The ALL, AML, I believe my uncle had died from the AML when he was a kid. Very quick, only about a week notice, unfortunately. All right, and they took these patients, half of them got the Imbruvica, half got the best standard treatment, which was an infused drug, the OFA to Mumab. Sorry, I can't pronounce it right. It's a monoclonal antibody. Alright, and I guess the 12-month overall survival rate was 90% with the new drug group and 81% in the other group. Yeehaw! Don't forget to go to my website, Help People Fighting Blood Cancer Today. Go to my website, donate anything you can. Alright guys, have a great rest of the day. God bless.
Take me down. Take me down.
Take me down.
Take me down.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.